This is BN The Know. And here's your host, Jamie London.
In the studio, the lovely Megan Barton, the co-event lead for the Livingston County Relay for Life. And when is your Relay for Life coming up?
Our Relay for Life is August 4th.
Okay, so you've got a little bit of time.
A little bit of time.
But it'll be here before you know it, won't it?
It will, definitely.
Okay, so of course, you have done a lot of fundraising leading up to this.
We have
another fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
It's in Dwight this time. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're doing a Cash for a Cure. So basically, kind of like a drawdown. We're holding it in Dwight at Cherry Red Roasters on June 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. We are still selling tickets, so if anybody is interested, we are more than happy to accommodate that.
Okay, and I know there was like a ticket limit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are only selling 150 tickets. One ticket gets two people in, and it's free drinks and food for that 4 hours.
Okay.
And then you obviously will have a chance to win the grand prize of $5,000.
Nice.
And we're also doing some cash prizes along the way. $500 for second place. And then we're doing $100 for every 10th number drawn and $250 for every 50th drawn. So definitely several chances to make some money that night.
Awesome. So there is the ticket limit, so make sure you don't hesitate any longer.
Yes.
Get those tickets now.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's an event page on Facebook, correct?
Yes, okay. Through the Livingston County Relay for Life Facebook page. We have the event there. Anybody can like our page, like the event, and find all of this information there.
Okay, so you can probably buy tickets straight from there too, right?
It'll end up connecting you to myself or my co-event lead, Ashley, and we will get you your ticket.
Okay, fantastic. So you've already done like a 5K, which went
well. Yes, we had a trivia night in February.
Okay.
That was an excellent first run for us. We did the 5K and pancake breakfast in April, and this is our next event leading up to the big event in August.
Okay, so is this going to be your last fundraiser?
Yes, last big community fundraiser. A lot of our teams have mini fundraisers going on throughout the year, but yes, this is our last big event.
Right, my my neighbor likes to sell me a lot of candy bars for you guys.
Yes.
glad to accommodate, but
yes.
But you can freeze those.
Yes, you can.
But not going to. Just going to eat them. So so you can still like even be a team member for your Relay for Life, correct?
You can become a team member or just participate in any way possible leading all the way up to the day of the event. So no limit on that by any means.
Right. You can show up that day. And even if you, I mean, people cook out.
Oh, definitely.
There's lots of fundraisers there, even at the event.
Yes.
Even if you go spend a dollar, you're helping.
We're having a whole kids youth section with blow up bouncies and all that stuff. So there's a whole section for youth food. Obviously selling our luminarias and doing the laps and everything for our survivors and caregivers. So yeah, it'll be a good night.
And there's still room for survivors to be a part of that survivor lap and dinner?
Yes. All the way up to the event.
Okay. Well, Megan, anything else that you'd like to add about your little shindig in Dwight? It's a big shindig.
It's a big shindig. And we're super excited. This is our first year doing something like this. And so we're hoping for a really good turnout. And if anybody's interested in a ticket, contact one of us and we'll be more than happy to get it to you.
Okay, contact information one more time.
It's Livingston County Relay for Life on Facebook, or you can contact myself at 815-848-1316 or my co-event lead, Ashley Carroll, at 815-848-5613.
And grand prize on that again?
$5,000.
It's worth going just to try to win
$5,000. There's several different ways to win money that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like to hear that. Okay, well, Megan, thank you so much for
coming
in.
Thank you for having me.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org. because together we are stronger.
And now, back to BN the Know.
And in the studio today, the Director of Operations for the Midwest Food Bank, we welcome back Mike Hoffman. You were the very first guest on this show, by the way. Remember that?
I do.
Yes, and now we have you back.
That's why it's so popular.
I know, right?
I had a lot of people tell me they heard me, so that's a good sign.
Very good.
That's right.
Well, you have a couple things to talk about today. Well, first I want to ask you, you had the big move. To the bigger facility. Is all that going really well? It's all settled in?
Not sure where everything is, but it's all there somewhere. But no, we are settling in, and it is truly a huge blessing for us to be in a bigger place that we can serve more people.
Right.
That's the ultimate goal.
Exactly. So let's start off with the golf outing. You got one of those coming up?
We do. We've got a great golf outing. It'll be our second annual golf outing. We did our first one last year, and it was a huge success. So we're going to repeat again this year. It is on Friday, June 16th, and it'll be held at the Den. And it's a great day. We start at noon. Registration's at 11 a.m. Shotgun start at noon. We have a lunch provided by Chick-fil-A, so you get lunch.
Nice.
We golf. We have a lot of fun golfing. We got all kinds of prizes and raffle tickets and things like that. And then we're done by about 4:30 or 5. And then we have an awesome dinner by Biagi's to go with
They're
it.
They're so good.
I know. And so that's all coming up. It's, again, at the Den on the 16th. It's $150 a golfer, $600 for a foursome. 18 holes of golf, Chick-fil-A lunch, Biagi dinner, range balls, all kinds of cool stuff. So.
Very cool. So you're still looking for people to participate.
We need some more golfers. We've got quite a few signing up, and this is usually when it starts getting busy, the last 2 weeks.
Right.
And so we want everybody to know about it and put together a foursome. It's for a great charity. It's for the food bank. All the money comes to the food bank. We have sponsors that have sponsored the entire event for us, so it'll be a great fundraiser for the food bank.
Wonderful. And how do we get a hold of you to sign up?
You can do it a couple different ways. You can call the food bank or stop out. We're now out on Warehouse Road, which is right off of Northtown Road. So you can stop out and see us there. You can give us a call at 663-5350, or you can go to our website, which is at midwestfoodbank.org. And there is a link there that you can actually sign up, pay everything right there online. So I'll make it real easy for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Just don't even have to stand up.
That's right. And we are limited to 120 golfers. So we do need to kind of get it wrapped up here soon. We had that last year, so we're looking for another great turnout.
So sign up right now.
That's right. Let's get her done.
Okay. So there was the golf outing, and you have another event coming up.
We do. We have a fun family event coming up that's going to be really great for the entire family. We have what they call the Food Bank Flyer, and that's going to be on Saturday, June 24th. We'll start at the food bank. Out of Normal, and it's a 5K and 10K run. It's also, there'll be a family fun run walk, so you can bring the kids out. There's a bike ride that's for families. There's also a 20-mile, a 42-mile, and a 60-mile bike course.
Whew, that's a lot of miles.
I told them I would do that if I could have a motorcycle.
They told you no, didn't they?
And they pretty much told me I got to stay there.
Ah, shucks.
It's a great time to bring the family out. All kinds of different things for all different ages. There'll be the runs, the walks, the bike rides for families. And then if you're a serious biker, the 20-mile, 40-mile, or 60-mile course. All being done by a great organization that is working with us, Team 224. They put these together, and it should be a lot of fun. We'll have lunch. We'll have breakfast. We'll have lunch. We'll just do all kinds of fun stuff out there.
Food is involved, so that's a good thing.
Fun day for you. See that whole thing? Everything we do is around food.
Exactly.
But for a fun day, we'd love to have the people come out and join us for the fun walk and run and the main runs and bike rides, as well as come out and see the new facility, have lunch, and just see what we do.
Okay, and to sign up for that, is there like a price increase anytime soon, or is it going to be one price to the day of?
I think it's the same price that up to the day of.
Okay.
But there's T-shirts that are being ordered for that, so we got to know how many T-shirts to get for that. So the sooner the better on that. I think they're going to order the shirts on the 10th.
Oh, okay.
So we still have a couple weeks to do that.
Okay, so there's
some
time
to do that. And again, you can get more information on our website for that. at MidwestFoodBank.org, or you can go to the team224.org, people that are doing the event for us. So should be two really, really fun events. And again, all the proceeds going to help those in need.
And you have a busy summer, sounds like.
We got a good start.
Yeah, good. Okay, Michael, anything else that you'd like to add while you're here?
Nope, just again, thank you to everybody who helps us in so many different ways. We're able to help so many more people. We're going to be topping the 350 different food pantries in Illinois that we're serving. And we're going to be probably getting close to 75 of them right here in McLean County very shortly. So thank you for all you do. All the money that comes in is being used to help those in need. And there's a great need out there. So if you've been blessed, our motto is sharing the blessings. So come share your blessings with us and have some fun.
Exactly.
Same time.
Well, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And now, back to BN the Know.
And we are here getting ready for the high school Shrine football game. And to tell you a little bit about what Shriners Hospital can actually do, here's Donnie Schroeder. Donnie, you've been a patient of Shriners Hospital for a few years now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Donnie, can you tell us your story?
Yes. Back in July of 2014, I was in a car accident in Camdenton, Missouri. Me and my family were on vacation. A dump truck hit us head on and killed my mom, dad, and brother. I went to the hospital down there in Camdenton for a couple of weeks. And then George Gleck heard about the story, got a hold of Eric Jarks, and then which he got a hold of my Aunt Kelly about Shriners Hospitals for Children up in Chicago. And then so later I got an infection in my left leg, and then I got admitted up there into that hospital. And they treated me. They actually saved my leg. The hospital down in Peoria was going to actually amputate my leg, but then they saved it.
Nice.
In Shriners. I was in there for probably about a month and still go there to this day for checkups. And they did everything from tutoring, counseling, and were really good to me.
Yeah. And so you mentioned a couple of your injuries, but you basically had broken bones from the top to the bottom, huh?
Yeah, back, both my legs, ribs, hips, my hand, my collarbone.
So were you in, you were in a bed for a long time, huh?
Yeah,
or did
I wasn't,
they get yet moving?
I wasn't walking for probably three months. 3 months. I remember the first day I went to surgery that morning. They put a big metal fixator around my leg, and that afternoon I got up and took a couple steps forward and a couple steps back to my bed and laid down.
Okay, so is this your first football game that you're going to go to, or have you been to the Shrine football game for a few years now, ever since you've been?
It's my third year doing this.
Oh, okay. You went to the first one after your accident, huh?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, so tell us about that day. Is that a fun day for you?
Yeah, it was really fun. That morning we had the walk, and in the afternoon the football game with a blast.
Okay, and you mentioned Walk for Love. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a 1.5 mile walk, or the registration and check-in begins at 8:30 a.m., and the actual walk begins at 9 a.m., it's a walk around Wesleyan campus. It's Saturday, June 17th. And then at 11:45 a.m., the pregame festivities at Tucci Stadium start. And then at 1 p.m., the kickoff of the 43rd Annual Illinois High School Shrine Game begins. It costs $25, which is an individual rate. It includes walk registration and a T-shirt and an Illinois High School Shrine Game ticket.
Okay, so Donnie, can you tell people that are listening why they need to come and support Shriners? I mean, you walked in here just fine, and I know you had every broken bone, and Shriners did that for you. So can you kind of just tell people why they need to come out and support Shriners?
Well, we not only walk for the Shriners Hospital, but it also gives everyone an opportunity to come out and remember Mom, Dad, and Dylan to save my leg. And then, so it's a way to pay them back and also to get their name out there to help other children.
Okay, Donnie, so we can join your team, Schroeders and Shriners. How does that work?
Yes, just go to lovetotherescue.org, search for Schroeders and Shriners, and just click the join team.
And do you have to do that by a certain time? Or can you join your team that day?
Yes, you can walk up and buy and register there. For any questions, you can email DonnieWalkForLove@gmail.com.
Well, Donnie, anything else that you want to say?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, Donnie, thank you for coming in.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And now, back to BN the Know.
In the studio, we have the director of Proud, Jessica Finkenbinder. Jessica, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And tell us what Proud is.
Proud is an organization located downtown Pontiac. We are a nonprofit Main Street organization. It stands for Pontiac Redeveloping Our United Downtown. So what we do is we plan a lot of events for our downtown community. And just kind of try to get our downtown more involved and get the community involved with our businesses.
Right. A lot of my family's from Pontiac. I'm from Chenoa. Over, I would say, even the past like 10, 15 years, you can see a big difference in downtown Pontiac.
Yes, downtown Pontiac has a huge success story.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of new businesses. It's wonderful.
I can't even think of any. I don't think there are any empty storefronts. I mean, there may be one or two, but you go to other downtowns and unfortunately you see a lot of empty storefronts. But in Pontiac, it's not really a problem, it doesn't seem.
Not really.
No, that's a good thing.
Yes, it definitely is.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Pontiac Cruise Night coming up. Give us all the details.
Pontiac Cruise Night is a really fun event that Proud puts on. It's the third Saturday of every May, June, July, and August. So the next one would, of course, be June 17th.
Okay.
We do beneficiaries, local beneficiaries. We like to stay in Livingston County to kind of, keep the community involved. Mm-hmm. So June 17th is going to be Susie's Brainstormers and Friends of District 429 Lincoln School.
Okay.
Susie's Brainstormers is a beneficiary that's under Relay for Life, but it's for a woman who passed away from cancer in Pontiac. So we're getting them involved June 17th. There is an entry fee. It's $10 per vehicle. We allow trucks, bikes, cars, anything, you name it. You have something fun, go ahead and bring it down. We do food. The beneficiary does the food. We have a 50-50 raffle from the beneficiary. We have door prizes, lots and lots of door prizes, actually. There's music, there's face painting, there's an awesome Hot Wheels race where kids can come and buy Hot Wheels cars for $1, and we do this big race for the kids. There's t-shirts, we do Cruise the Square, which is we call the different sides of the square, and you can bring your car around twice, mm-hmm. and you get to kind of show off what you brought. Then there's also three awards, Best Cruiser Choice Award, which basically is the cruise night pick. A bunch of us go and just pick out our favorite. There's the VIP Choice Award, which is, the mayor, just different importance people in Pontiac. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the beneficiary choice. So there's definitely lots that go on with this.
Yeah. Right. And downtown Pontiac, they've got, lots of stores, restaurants. Mm-hmm. I'm super impressed with all the museums in Pontiac.
Yes.
Can you tell us about what you got going on there in Pontiac?
Yes. Right now we have the Pontiac Oakland Museum. We have the Wild Dog Museum, the Route 66 Museum, the War Museum. We have the Museum of the Gilding Arts. And we also have some different exhibits for Bob Waldmeyer, Civil War Sheet Music Room, which is just old music. And then we have Bob Waldmeyer's bus that he drove on 66.
That is really cool looking.
Yes.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that yet, you definitely have to go see it. Is there a website? Does Proud have a website?
We use Facebook.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook. We're as Pontiac Proud, or we have a Pontiac Cruise Night Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an event. I think that's how I found
you.
So. Okay, so you do have one June 17th. The next one's going to be July 15th and then August 19th.
Yep.
And these are rain or shine, right?
Yep.
Okay, so come on out. Jessica, anything else that you'd like to add while you're here?
Yes, Pontiac actually does two other fun events that are the Farmers Market and WOW Wednesday. The Farmers Market is every Saturday in downtown Pontiac from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m. or if we have different events, they stay open late. And WOW Wednesday is a fun event that we get the businesses downtown involved. So I know a lot of people work till 5, so the downtown businesses stay open late until 7.
Oh, fun.
So that people can come and shop and get kind of a feel of downtown. And then our farmers market is also open that day as well.
Okay, great. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And now, back to BN the Know.
In the studio, we have Liz Skinner, the Director of Public Relations, and Paul Segobiano, the Director of Development for the Stay 4 Project. Hello, you two. How are you?
Good morning,
Jamie. Good morning. It's good to be here again.
Yeah, so you just had the Memorial Mile. You talked about that. Yes. It went well, I hear?
Very well.
Oh, good.
I tell you what, the Gloria part of the race was absolutely outstanding with the policemen and the firefighters in it. Really made the day. And that plus 105 runners were in it.
That's good. Yeah, those are good numbers.
Very inspiring, though, during the Glory Wave to see those guys coming down the street and the fire truck behind them. And
right.
It was very inspiring.
So. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so your signature event, though, of the year is coming up here very soon. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, we're more than happy to talk about it. It's actually, this is our 23rd year for the 20 Stars
That's
program.
Right.
And each year it gets a lot better. And we have some wonderful sponsors who knows and understands the needs for the success of this program and the kids that we serve. So we're excited about it. We expect to go in the neighborhood about 450 people there that evening. And they got a great cast of stars this year. So looking forward to it. The day of the event is July 13th, starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's preceded by a champagne bus ride for a start to let them all get reacquainted with each other and relax them and come in and do one heck of a job for the kids we serve. So it's 7 o'clock, July 13th at the Lafayette Banquet Hall.
Well, each year, as Paul mentioned, we have about 450 people that attend, And it's really a celebration of our 20 stars who have made a commitment to raise funds for the Stay For Project. And we do feature a stage presentation that evening, thanking them for all of their efforts. A part of the ceremony and the program that night, though, we like to take a few minutes at the beginning and recognize a few of our area veterans who have recently returned from active duty in the Middle East. And that's always a great way to kick off the evening.
All right.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say at this time, Liz, we're still looking for a couple of veterans who've just returned. We do have some lined up, but we like to have anywhere from 4 to 6 that we can. It's really a great opening ceremony. We have an honor guard that comes in, mm-hmm. presents the colors. We have the national anthem is sung, and you can hear a pin drop in there, and that's really a tribute to those who have served and to the 20 stars who have raised funds for these kids that we serve.
Right. And in addition, we will have one of our local students there to address the audience for just a few minutes about the program and what it's meant in their life. So it's always a special evening when everybody comes together and can celebrate the success of the program.
So it sounds like you need to bring some Kleenex to this thing.
Well, I tell you, if you could hear this young lady, it's going to make her a presentation there that evening. And we've already talked to her, and she appeared before the 20 stars at the photo party. And her story is really one that people will pay attention to. She was told in school that she was a failure.
Oh, no.
And she simply said, I am not a failure. The Stay For Project picked her up, guided her through school, and she is going to be enrolling at the University of Illinois this fall.
Oh, that's very sweet.
We feel so proud of our students and so good about this program, mm-hmm. Jamie. We have approximately 82 students who are in the program this year. And these are kids that are selected by their respective school district, students who are low income, who for whatever reason may be at risk for dropping out of high school, but those kids also who have the potential and ability not only to complete school, but to go on to a post-secondary educational program. They do have criteria that they need to fulfill while they're in high school in regard to academics and community service, extracurriculars, and once they do that, they graduate and enroll in a trade school or college. Our foundation will give them a support grant to help them over the hump that first year with unexpected expenses.
Right.
We have about a 97% graduation rate, and we're so proud to say now that our students are graduating from college. We had one young lady last year who received her master's degree from U of I, and it's really heartwarming to see the success. Most of these kids, when they do graduate from high school, are the first in their families to do so, let alone go on and to college and
right.
continue their education.
All that has to make you feel
exciting.
So good.
Very exciting.
Okay, so the banquet, anyone can come to this? This is open to the public?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so is it a ticket that you need to buy?
All of our stars have tickets. In fact, there's two types of tickets. One is, we just call it a white ticket, but it sells for $25 and $30, I'm sorry, $30. And we just upped that this year after 22 years. But wanted to keep it affordable so that people could come and enjoy themselves and support these kids. Then we have what we call a glory ticket, and that's a $50 ticket. But that entitles them to free beverage that evening, Biagi's buffet, and music and dancing. It's quite an evening we have there that evening. But they could, there'll be billboards up, there'll be posters to identify these 20 stars, and you can go on the website and even use PayPal to support this program and these stars. So have at it.
You mentioned the website. What is the website, Paul? Liz, whoever.
www.stay4.org.
Okay, so everything you need to know is on that on
yes,
that website.
It is.
Even the stars are identified with their professional photos.
Okay. Yeah, they're looking quite dapper in the sheet you handed me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Liz, Paul, anything else that you'd like to add while you're here?
The only thing I would say, you know, that we're always looking for support for the students that we serve, and your contribution will certainly open the doors for the future for these students. You'll never see them. You'll probably never know them by name. But in your heart, you'll know that you've given them a future by contributing to this program. And we certainly want to thank everybody in advance, particularly you, Jimmy, for making this possible.
Oh, well, thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it.
This was BN The Know with your host, Jamie London.